Ezekiel, seeing the unseen God. God showed himself to Ezekiel in unearthly radiance. Like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the radiance around him. When I saw it, I fell face down. Before such splendor, Ezekiel felt utterly weak and inadequate, just as Isaiah had during a similar vision. He fell on his face, repeatedly. But God raised Ezekiel to his feet and gave him a message to deliver. In describing his call by God, Ezekiel groped for words. He portrayed a God of stunning grandeur, above and beyond our world. Yet this supernatural God was inescapably near and real. He demanded complete obedience. Surprisingly, he appeared to Ezekiel in Babylon, the last place an Israelite expected to see him. This God could not be locked in by national or geographical boxes. He ruled the earth. Ezekiel repeated this classic message over 60 times. Then they will know that I am the Lord. God said it when promising the destruction of Jerusalem in the first 24 chapters. He said it when predicting the downfall of Israel's neighbors in chapters 25 through 32. And after Jerusalem had fallen, God said it when promising a great future in the last 16 chapters. God did not want to remain vague or far off. He wanted his people to know him. More, Ezekiel's God wanted to live with his people. He wanted to make his home in the center of their city.